You are listening to episode number 56 of the Secondary Science Simplified podcast. Last week, we talked all about goal setting for the new year, and I challenged you to think differently about how you set goals this year. And this week, I want to do something similar. I want to challenge you to think about doing something else differently this year, and that's rest. We schedule every moment of our days and our weeks, and most of us never schedule in any rest. Our days are so jam-packed, we have zero margin for anything extra or anything to come about last minute. This isn't healthy and it isn't sustainable. Today, we're going to talk about why you need to schedule rest and how to actually do it when you feel like there is literally no time to rest. We're going to get super practical and we'll make it specific for you secondary science teachers listening. Are you curious to hear more? Let's jump in. This is Secondary Science Simplified, a podcast for secondary science teachers who want to engage their students and simplify their lives. I'm Rebecca Joyner from It's Not Rocket Science. As a high school science teacher turned curriculum writer, I'm passionate about helping other science teachers love their jobs, serve their students, and do it all in only 40 hours a week. Are you ready to rock the time you spend in your classroom and actually have a life outside of it? You're in the right place, teacher friend. Let's get to today's episode. Last week, I told you in episode 55 how I recently read The Lazy Genius Way by Kendra Adachi and how this book is one I continue to think about, and so much of it applies to our lives as secondary science teachers. And I told you that she has 13 lazy genius principles. And in her book, she talks about how these principles should guide our lives so that we can be geniuses about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. And I will link her book, her podcast, and her Instagram in the show notes so you can check Kendra out. But today, I really want to talk about one of her lazy genius principles, specifically through the lens of being a secondary science teacher. And one of her principles is about scheduling rest. So first, I want to address why we need to schedule rest. And it's what I mentioned in the beginning of this podcast. We schedule everything else. Why wouldn't we schedule in rest into our days? Y'all, we were not meant to work 16-hour days. A couple of years ago, I read this book called The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry, and it challenged me so much in terms of how I run my days, because I am the definition of hurry. I prioritize efficiency above all else. Nothing makes me more aggravated than an inefficient system. Like, we have one fast food restaurant within 15 minutes of our house, and it's a Wendy's, and their drive-through line is an average 20-minute wait time. Like, no joke. It's the most inefficient system of all time. And it drives me nuts. So we never go there. We never eat fast food because it's so inconvenient and it's so not fast. And so hurry is like my middle name. So this book really, really changed me. And one of the things I appreciated the author talking about in the book was how originally we went with the sun. Like, people worked on the schedule that the sun is up and the sun is down. And it created these natural rhythms where there were some months of the year, like in the summer, where days were longer, so they were working longer. But then in the winter, that built in this natural rhythm into the seasons of life where they were resting more because they rested when the sun was down. And the invention of electricity and other technologies were designed so that, you know, we could have more capacity. But instead, we've taken this and we've just started working more and more and more and filling up more of these hours in our day that we've now saved with a Roomba vacuum, or we've saved by having a light bulb. We're filling it with more work rather than enjoying life more and having more rest. And so we've just become so busy. And I don't know how many of you listening live outside of the United States. I know there's some of you that don't because we've talked in DMs, but I genuinely think this is a distinctly American problem as well. You know, I'm not a sociologist, so I'm not a pro at this, but just from the things I've witnessed in my life, this feels like an especially American problem. I think about, there's this meme that I've seen so many times, and every time it makes me laugh. But it says something along the lines of, European out of offices look like, I will not be working until September 18th. I'm on holiday the next 3 months. All emails will automatically be deleted. Whereas an American's out of office will look like, I'm in the hospital getting a liver transplant. Email responses may be delayed by up to 30 minutes. Sorry for the inconvenience. If urgent, please reach me at the ER at XYZ number. And that makes me laugh because it's so true. We feel so guilty when we don't immediately respond to every single thing. We feel so guilty about rest. You know, it just, it's become so abnormal that it feels wrong. When you are not meant to work as much as you're working, and you aren't meant to fill your schedule as much as it has become filled. And so it's so important that we schedule in rest. And I think too about like generational issues and how, you know, we've always been prized on like working hard, and it's become this thing now where working hard and productivity is the priority. And I don't know about you, but that's not what I want for my kids. I want them to care more about how they're living their life and how they're impacting the lives of those around them than they care about how much work they're accomplishing or, you know, all of the goals that they're meeting. And I want that for my students too. And I think it's so important that we set a different standard, that we set a different example, that we model this for the children in our homes and the children in our classrooms of what it looks like to have balance in your life. And that comes with being able to rest and enjoy rest and prioritizing it. So if you're still thinking like, why do I need to rest? I want you to ask yourself, is the pace that you're currently running sustainable for the long term? Like, can you keep living the way you're living for the next year or 2 years or 10 years? Or are you going to burn out sooner rather than later? I want you to ask yourself about like, how long do you really think you could live this way? How much longer do you got in your tank before something's going to have to give? And then the other thing I just want you to really ask yourself really honestly is this how I want to live my life? You know, something I've been thinking a lot about recently and talking with my husband about is I can be guilty of like always looking forward to the next thing, like looking forward to the next holiday or the next birthday or, you know, the next trip we're going to go on out of town to visit some friends. We don't do a lot of vacations, but, you know, I've been looking forward to our 10-year anniversary since like our 5-year anniversary, because we always said we would do a big trip for our 10-year anniversary, you know? So I'm always looking to the next thing. And I've recently felt really convicted that like life is not lived in the fun experiences every couple of weeks or months. It's lived in the day to day. Like, we need to enjoy our day to day life just as much as we enjoy the big adventures and vacations and memories that we make. You know, it's those day-to-day moments that really, really matter. So really consider, is this how you want to live your life? And if it's not, I want to challenge you to schedule rest and to prioritize rest for the remainder of this school year and see how it goes. Like, if this sounds so not on your radar or something you're interested in at all, I just want to encourage you to try it, you know, this next couple months you have this school year. If you hate it, do something different next school year, but try this for the short term and see how it goes and see if you find yourself running at a pace that's a lot more sustainable. Okay, so how do we do it? I think we kind of need to consider rest and we need to schedule it kind of three different ways. We need to consider consistency, types, and timeliness of our rest. Okay, so first is consistency. I think you need to schedule in rest daily, weekly, and monthly. And that looks different in each of those capacities. Okay, but it needs to be done consistently. So for example, on a daily basis, there needs to be space in your day every day that is not scheduled out, that is open to be used however you feel like using it. Okay, now I know if you're anything like me, your work schedule time, like the time that you're in the building at work, is very regimented because you're trying to get in and get out of there. But I also know for me, I got to have some space. So I like to schedule in daily rest in the morning. When I first get up, I told you last week, I like to have 45 minutes alone before I see or speak or am responsible for another human. It's when I drink my hot lemon water. It's when I start to make my coffee. I read a little. I listen to an audio or a podcast and I just wake up and I exist. Okay, so it's just 30 or 45 minutes there. And then I also like to build in 30 minutes to an hour before bed. I have a really hard time turning my mind off. So I like to be physically in bed, face washed, whatever, at 9 p.m. And that's when I turn off my phone as well. And then I read my book for 30 to 60 minutes to settle me down and to stop thinking about anything and to not be stimulated by the light of my phone. And then I usually have lights out at 10. So that's a way that I daily schedule in my rest. And again, that timing of that will look different from you, but I try to do 30 minutes at the start of the day and 30 minutes at the end of the day. On a weekly basis, we prioritize resting on Sundays. For us, we really, really consider that our Sabbath, and it doesn't have to be Sunday. It can be any time, but I think it's really important to have one day or one chunk of time a week that you're going to really protect, and this is going to be time that you're not going to work hard. For us, we do all day Sundays. That's what we're able to do that in this season. And I know in future seasons, life may be busier with bigger kids and that may not be able to be the case, but I hope that we could at least maybe prioritize, you know, the first half of Sundays or the second half of Sundays or something like that. But on Sundays, we don't do social media because it's an opportunity for us to rest our brains from being constantly stimulated by all these voices and pictures and memes and TikToks. You know, so we turn our phones off there, which creates more capacity to read and do some recharging things there. I cook really simple meals on Sundays. You know, breakfast is just like cereal, but then for lunch every single Sunday, I make pancakes and sausage and eggs every Sunday. You know, all of my kids like it. It's a crowd pleaser. It's brainless. I can literally do it without thinking because I've done it so many times. It's also a meal I can really easily double if we invite someone over for lunch, like last minute. And then everyone on Sunday takes a nap. We all do it. And then again, I try to pick an easy meal for Sunday night so that we don't have any, you know, Sunday scaries. I like it just to be a restful day. And the whole priority of the day is just doing things that's restful. Even sometimes going to the beach is restful for us in the summer. Like doing an activity is fun and restful, but we really try to protect our Sundays. Even if we're like going out of the town for the weekend, we try to get back like midday Sunday so we can have some of that rest time later in the day. And then the other thing I want you to consider is monthly rest. And this would be bigger rest. So I try to do something by myself once a month. And that may seem like maybe not enough to you or maybe too much to you. I don't know. It's just we all have such different places we're coming to this podcast and listening to this on. The frequency might seem unique to you, but I don't know about you, but I literally looked at my calendar the other day and I looked at the last 4 months. And the only time I had done anything by myself that wasn't work, that wasn't, you know, it like wasn't just anything for my family, like running errands or work or whatever, was my annual OB appointment. That was literally the last time that I had left the house by myself to do anything in 4 months. And y'all, I couldn't stop laughing, but it was also very sad. So I'm trying to make a goal or something that I'm prioritizing this year because I only have one true goal, which we talked about in last week's episode. So if you didn't listen to that, go listen to episode 55. But one thing I'm trying to just be cognizant of and considering is scheduling in rest once a month. And so that could be just me going and sitting in a coffee shop and reading. Or in our warmer months, I like to go sit and read on the beach for an hour. For me, it's typically reading. And reading somewhere outside of my home away from my children. But it could just be like going and walking through Target alone once a month. That's something that sounds fun to me. So just thinking about doing that. And again, that's not something I can do on a weekly basis, but it is something I can try to do once a month. And so I want you to consider that. What are ways that you can rest daily, even if it's just 30 minutes, weekly, and then also monthly? Okay, another thing I want you to consider is the types of rest you're doing. You really need to be resting your body, your mind, and also your soul. And so this is, again, going to look really, really different for each of us. But I want you to consider what it would look like to rest your body. I feel like I really need 7.5 to 8 hours of sleep. My husband does really well on like 6.5 to 7 hours of sleep. So I need more physical rest than him. So I go to bed earlier than he does. And that's something we've kind of just scheduled in. Another thing, thinking of, you know, rest for your body is sometimes you need to move in order to rest. I know that sounds counterintuitive, but I found when I'm not getting a lot of physical activity, I have a really hard time sleeping well. And so I've had seasons of my life where my husband and I have scheduled in, like after the kids go down to sleep before the sun goes down. So this is usually like in the spring and summer when the days are longer. I will go on a walk or a bike ride for like 20 minutes and just listen to a podcast. And it's a way that like I move my body that enables me to then rest my body better later. When I think about, resting your mind, I am a person that's constantly thinking. You know, I have a therapist or a counselor that I meet with once a month. And she asked me the other day, like, Rebecca, do you dream? And I was like, every night. I dream every single night. She was like, are you serious? And I was like, yeah. And she goes, you know, do you remember your dreams? And I was like, yeah, I usually do. I can wake up and start talking about my dream. But if I don't talk about it right away, it kind of like falls out of my brain. And she said, Rebecca, dreams are evidence. When you're an active dreamer like that, it's evidence that your mind is not really shutting down and really, really sleeping well. And if you're having dreams every night, that means your mind's not really resting. And so I've had to figure out ways that I can rest my mind. I told y'all, not doing social media on Sundays really helps me. I also have all of the apps on my phone shut down from 9 p.m. at night to 7 a.m. the next morning. So that way, the last hour that I'm awake and then the first hour that I'm awake in the next day, there's no, you know, Instagram, there's no email, there's nothing like that. There's no message app. Like, I'm not on my phone those hours. That's really, really helped rest my mind. So I want you to consider ways that you can build in rest for your mind. And then another thing is just rest for your soul. What are ways that you're deepest, like innermost spiritual and emotional parts, like the essence of you, need rest? And this is going to look different for you based on your personality than it will for me. You know, my husband is a 7 on the Enneagram. He's the enthusiast. He is an adventurer to the core. Like, he just, rest for him truly looks like chasing an adventure, you know, whereas rest for me is curling up on the couch with a cup of tea and like a new book or something like that. And so rest for his soul looks a lot different than rest for my soul. Rest for his soul is literally chasing waves and going surfing, or, you know, getting out into a deer stand, or, you know, sitting in a John boat and fishing. Like, that is restful for the core of who he is. So I want to consider the core of who you are. What would help you be more like yourself? That's how you rest your soul, is you build in time to be your truest version of yourself. And so I want you to consider that too, as you're considering how you can schedule and rest into your life. And then the last thing I want you to consider is the timeliness of your rest. Okay, so we talked about daily, weekly, monthly, but I really just mean more on a seasonal perspective. So again, look at just the next 6 months, which is most likely your next semester of school before you're having a big break in the summer, hopefully. And look at that season and look at, okay, what is really big that's coming up? What's really timely that's going to be happening for us? You know, maybe you're engaged and you have a wedding coming up. Like, that's a lot of planning that's coming up. Maybe your partner is an accountant and tax season is coming up, and that's really draining for your family. So you need to plan around that. Maybe one of your kids plays baseball and that's a spring and a summer sport. And like, you know, that's going to be a lot on your plate. Maybe you teach AP biology and the AP exam's coming up and you have all these after school review sessions and extra things going on end of April, early May that you've got a plan for. Okay, so I want you to look at your season as a whole and what's some big things coming up for you at school or with your family. And then I want you to consider, how can you rest up before that big thing? So let's consider the AP biology example. Okay, maybe before the end of April and early May, you need to build in some time to rest where you're going to not grade as much stuff as you normally do. Like, you're going to just not grade in April. The month of April, you're not going to collect and grade anything for accuracy. Okay, maybe that's just a goal of yours, so that you have more capacity going into a more busy work season where you're going to be staying later for tutoring and meeting kids at Starbucks on a Saturday, maybe for a cram session. I don't know how you handle it, but going into something that might be more stressful, you're going to build in rest beforehand. Okay. And then also, if what you have coming up in your timeliness of your seasons is long, how can you build in some rest during that season to make that season easier? Okay, so considering the AP biology example, you know, maybe those 2 weeks before, you know, leading up to the exam, you're just going to schedule in your budget that y'all are going to do either takeout, a crock pot meal, or your partner is going to cook meals for those 2 weeks in order to just give you some rest within the hecticness of that season. Okay, so that's something I want you to consider too. How can you rest leading up to this big timing, or how can you rest during the timing? Think about both of those because they both matter. And then Most likely, after whatever this big seasonal event is, you're going to be drained. And so how can you rest after the fact? Do something celebratory that's going to kind of light you up to celebrate, but also refuel you for the rest of, you know, the school year. And so maybe that looks like for you at the end of, after the AP exam, you're just going to do some long-term in-class projects with your students to kind of end your year in a fun way that doesn't revolve around a lot of grading or prepping on your part and really puts the learning back on your students. And that's going to be a way that you rest in your work as you end out the year. I don't know. I can't answer these questions for you, but these are the things I want you to consider. How can you rest daily, weekly, and monthly? How can you build in rest for both your body and your mind and your soul? And then looking at this timeliness of your season of life right now, what's the biggest thing you have on the agenda over the next 6 months that's going to really change how your day-to-day life is looking? And how can you schedule and rest before that thing, after that thing, and then also make your life easier during that thing, whatever that thing may be? These are the questions I want you to ask yourselves. Okay, so your take-home challenge. I want you to brainstorm daily, weekly, and monthly rest from now until summer break. What could it look like for you to rest on a daily basis? How could you build in a rhythm into your week where there's a point in your week or a chunk of your week where you rest more? And then monthly, what's something you can do once a month to rest until this summer? Over the next 6 months, it's only 5 to 6 times you need to think of something to plan in. Okay, so I want you to brainstorm those things. Next, I want you to brainstorm things that sound restful for your mind, your body, and your soul. And these are going to be unique to you because you're a unique individual. And then I want you to look at your calendar and highlight any big thing that's coming up for you this spring or early summer and say, okay, how can I plan rest before this big thing, after this thing, but then also how can I lighten my load during this big thing so that I can have rest within this? And then the last thing I want to challenge you to do is ask a friend, a spouse, a partner, or a family member to hold you accountable. I am not good at resting. I'm not good at it. And so I have told my husband and I've told a couple of my best friends to hold me accountable to this. My husband and I meet every Sunday for 30 minutes to kind of just talk through our week. We have like a weekly debrief. We've been doing something called the marriage journal since we got married, which I'll link in the show notes. My friend Audrey and her husband wrote it. We do it every week, and this is a space that we kind of regroup, but it's also a time where he can kind of hold me accountable to how I'm going to be spending my time this week and if I'm going to be building in rest or not, because he's a lot better at resting than I am. And then I also have some girlfriends that help me do it too, where we kind of have a group text and we hold each other accountable for this. Just like I have another group text that holds me accountable to exercising. So that accountability is really important. I can only challenge you so much through your headphones. At the end of the day, someone in your day-to-day life needs to be there walking through this alongside you to hold you to this. And I really, really want to challenge you to do this, y'all, to schedule rest over these next 6 months and then circle back to me in 6 months and let's talk about what it's looked like. I would love to hear from you. As always, thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope it encouraged you and challenged you to consider scheduling rest this next 6 months and see how it goes for you. As always, you can find any links I mentioned in the show notes at itsnotrocketscienceclassroom.com/episode56. All right, teacher friends, that wraps up today's episode. If you're looking for an easy way to start simplifying your life as a secondary science teacher, head to itsnotrocketscienceclassroom.com/challenge to grab your classroom reset challenge. And guess what? It's totally free. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I'll see you here next week. Until then, I'll be rooting for you, teacher friend.